with you when you go. I don't want to stay here alone. Remember when we were golden? Yeah, that was a long time ago. You told me that you felt foolish. You stayed where you didn't belong. Well, I don't want to be foolish. Square pegging around. Oh, 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 oh.
824, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning, I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Two things very quickly. Don't forget, tonight is Taco Tuesday at Athena's Cantina up in Freeport. They also have karaoke. Vernon Dukes is going to be there. Get a chance to see him. Incredible tacos, burritos, enchiladas, $5 margaritas, I think is what Vern said. I could be wrong about that, so don't hold me to that. But Vern said it was incredible, plus they had karaoke. And that is a treat to watch Vern sing karaoke. It's amazing. That's Athena's Cantina up in Freeport. So it's they're just wonderful people, and it's a veteran family business. Thais owns it with her husband Adam, who is a veteran. Their son is a veteran as well. So these are really good people, and we want to support them. The other thing is, we were talking during the break, David, just quickly, what happened in Greeley?
Yeah, so this kid, let me see here.
Say his name.
Yeah, he was came in fifth place 2 years ago in the boys' pole vault. He decided that, okay, I'm a girl. And now he took first place in the girls' main state Class B championship. So you're going to tell me that it doesn't make a difference between males and females. Yeah. And like Matt was saying, upper body strength.
So I want to give a relevant point here. So Tori Zandan was in studio 2 weeks ago, and she's been invited. She's quite an accomplished athlete. She won the state championship as a freshman in track and field. She'd been invited to go to Australia, and we were telling people about it. Two weekends ago at the Western Mains, she won four titles, and she was named as a sophomore MVP of that meet. Mm. Now, if a guy decided he was a girl and competed against her, it is most likely she would not win those meets.
Exactly.
So
right.
What I want to know is, for people like Janet Mills, the governor of Maine, you're a big women's liber, you're a big women's rights person. Why aren't you standing up for biological girls like Tori Zandan? Why aren't you doing that, Janet? I mean, is there anything you'll stand up for except just nonsense? You're not standing up for the children that are dying in state oversight and state care, the state government that you run. You got a bunch of allies in the state legislature that protect you, and you protect all those sycophants that work for you in DHHS. What about education? Is there anything you'll stand up for that's normal, Janet? Why don't you stand up for Tori Zandan? And I don't mean to make her a political case here, but she's just like the girls that were down in Connecticut High School who for years had worked hard and trained and won state meets, and then three boys decided to compete against them. And not only did they win the state title, they set records, and these girls were kept from scholarships they should
think
have
gotten.
Think
about that. If that were my daughter, bizarre. I would be hotter than a hornet. I mean, you just think about the girl
all
that
the
came
work.
In second and the girl that came in third.
All the work. But see, they don't care. Yeah. This is about rigid ideology. This is about satanic destruction of everything that matters.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
America.
Again, I don't want any child to be mistreated. I know all
no
you
way.
Pointy heads out there. Yeah. You know, you say what you want to say. I don't want any child to be mistreated, but you're imposing your rigid ideology on us, and you're telling us that we must accept verbatim what you tell us. We don't do that. We're free people. And just because our government is morally bankrupt and corrupt, run by a bunch of people that you would not allow your children or grandchildren to be watched by.
Mm. So true.
You know, we did this to ourselves. And the question is, folks, what are we going to do about it? Are we just going to keep letting them do it? Janet will and her sycophants will ruin this place. You give another 4 years and 26 to somebody who thinks like Janet Mills does, Maine will not exist as we have loved and known it.
Yeah. No, look at the kids. I mean, we're down to, 160,000, 170,000 kids
168,000 children.
Right?
They just keep driving kids from the school.
Yeah.
They lost three more with my grandchildren.
Yeah. My son is set up a room in his home to homeschool his children.
Yeah.
He will not send his children to the public schools.
One of the RSU 14, Caitlin Downs, school board members pulled her kids. She's homeschooling
now. There's a lot of people going to do it, and they should.
Well, Mike Foley was the mayor of Westbrook.
Yeah.
Mayor mayor of Westbrook, and he pulled his kid, put him into private school. Yep. I mean, think about that.
But what about the people that can't afford to pay these taxes?
Well, that's the problem.
Last year, the Democrats in Augusta, and these are not the Kennedy Democrats like my mother and my supporters, they lifted the cap on how much you're allowed to raise taxes in municipalities. It used to have to be, like, no greater than the cost of living increase. Now you can erase it as much as you want.
And I thought the 55% funding, this is the way the deal was done. I was a part of all this. We got a 15% property tax cut. Did anybody get that? Matt, did you get that?
No, sir.
David,
did you get that?
Barbara, did you get that? Mine went up.
Did not get that, right?
I mean, in the school board in Westbrook, which, you know, for the first time in my time living there, I love that town.
Yeah.
Lied to me last year on the school budget. They just lied because they don't care about the people of Westbrook.
I just went in with my cash for my taxes and I slapped it on the counter. This is to fund the nonsense in the schools.
Yeah, we have got to go. Good luck up there. Yeah. Encourage your colleagues. I don't care if they come here or not. It doesn't matter. Matt does a good show. George and Rick do a good show. Jennifer Rooks will do main calling. Encourage them to get out in places where people can hear them.
Will do.
We got to go.
Thanks.
Delta Airlines shares are down 1% after yesterday's incident in Toronto, where a jet operated by its regional subsidiary flipped over on land.